Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh wind blowing this way. Fresh wind blowing this way. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blowing this way. Fresh wind blowing this way. Fresh wind blowing this way. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Fresh wind blow in this room. Holy Ghost fire.
Fresh wind blow in this room.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Yeah.
Well, bless God, I am so happy that you've tuned in to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick Owensby. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing for his people. You know, I was reading here in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, and beginning at verse 1. Listen to this. But it came to pass that when Sambalat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Verse 3, now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build is a fox. If a fox go up, listen to this, he shall even break down their stone. I'm going to read that again because many of you are in a situation, it looks like the enemy is mocking you. Well, I want you to know anytime there is an attempt to restore the poor, the people of God, the hurting, there will be those who oppose any freedom or restoration. Now listen, you got to understand this. The greatest reality is this. There are enemies of justice. Yes. There are enemies of goodwill. Yes. There are enemies of righteousness, holiness. There are enemies of pure hope. Do you understand that there are enemies of God's people being happy? Now listen to this verse again, verse 3 of Nehemiah chapter 4. Now Tobias the Ammonite was with him, who? Sambalat. And he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Didn't you know Jesus was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief? All of the promises of God was embodied in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ represented Israel, Jerusalem. Jesus himself represented all of the laws of Moses. The whole entire Old Testament was in him. The fullness of the prophetic word from the beginning of time came in the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hear me and hear me well. When Jesus died on that cross, he fulfilled all of the promises of God that was in his body. He fulfilled all of the sacrifices that was in his body. And when he was crucified, it brought to pass the promises of God. Understand this. We are not under an old covenant. We are with liberty and with the love of God. We are of the covenant, the promise of God. Eternal life is not something in the by and by. It starts now. You see, as long as you are looking at something that's going to happen, you're going to miss. Jesus came and he died, the fulfillment of all the sacrifices, every last one of them, all of the guts and the blood that was on the altar became the crucified body of Jesus. Jesus abolished death, and he has brought light and immortality, life, life. Get used to that four-letter word, life. You have life, and you have it more abundantly. Yes, yes. Listen, please hear this. The word of the Lord is so clear. When it comes to Nehemiah, you know, God spoke to me even before I came to this city. He said, I'm going to restore. I'm going to restore families. Yes, he said, I'm going to restore my body. Yes, my body that was broken for you on Calvary. God is saying, my body, the church, I'm restoring my body. Now, in the book of Nehemiah, we must understand this, that God began to deal with this young man. And look what he said in verse 4 of Nehemiah chapter 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Now look at verse 6. So we build the wall. And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Now, you know, when I heard this scripture, you have to pardon me for a minute. When I heard this scripture, those that quoted this scripture was talking about building a natural building. Yes, there is absolutely nothing wrong with having a beautiful edifice for the people of God. There's nothing wrong with it, even as there's nothing wrong with you having a nice place to sleep, to lay your head. But remember what Jesus said. He said, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head. And some ran off and said Jesus didn't have a house. Incorrect, he did. And tried to depict Jesus as some tore up, broken down man. He wasn't. But understand, when Jesus said the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head, that meant on earth there was no one to receive his headship, his lordship. And even now today, you wonder about Jesus. Does he still have no place? Is there not a place that Jesus can rest? When I heard this scripture, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. It was talking about a building fund. It was talking about we have this plan to do this and do that. But I want to tell you something. Even the gathering ministry is preparing to have our, as far as a residential place, a place for worship. I want everyone to be clear about what I believe. I believe that there will never be a place for God to rest other than in temples not made with hands. Understand this. Let me be perfectly clear about the vision that God has given me. There will never be a place suitable on this earth for the presence of God to rest in other than our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Please hear this. Please hear this. The scripture says, know ye not that our bodies are the temple, listen to this, temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes. You understand this. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. Yes, it is. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in us and was given to us by God. And the word says, we do not belong to ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. So we have to accept the fact, even though we have places, and if you have businesses, you need that place that represents that business. A restaurant has to have that business place. Churches have a place. But I want you to understand that when Jesus said, I don't have a place to lay my head, he's still saying that now. The place where God wishes to live and walk in us is our bodies. Know ye not, 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. What I am teaching you is the word of God. And I say it in love. So when I heard this scripture, when I was younger, so built we the wall, and all the walls was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. It was talking about have a mind to work on raising money. Have a mind to work on the building fund. Having a mind to work on this and that program. And raise money for this auxiliary and all of this stuff. And you almost never hear about the poor, the broken down, the fatherless, the motherless, the widows. Glory to God. It was about making sure that some bishop or somebody had was satisfied. Let me explain something to you. Am I saying it doesn't take money? Do I act crazy? Well, sometimes I do. But understand this. I understand that it takes finances. But equally, I understand that it takes the presence of God. Now, some people, when they hear my apostleship, they get confused. Is he saying he doesn't want money? Please hear me. Absolutely not. What I am saying is I believe the Holy Spirit has given us a great understanding of how we must respond to God with our monies, and not money alone, how we must respond in the building of the kingdom of God with our hearts, with our minds. You see, when the widow came and the people were putting their monies in, and Jesus was noticing how the uppity people gave big, you understand. And then here comes this widow woman, and she gave just a little bit. Jesus noticed her offering more than the ones that had the big money, you understand. And I believe that God is saying this today. I believe with all my heart that God is saying the same thing in this hour. Render not unto me, listen, your garments, but your heart. Come on now. Let's start giving from the heart. There's nothing wrong with giving. There's nothing wrong with giving, but giving is not simply money. Giving has to do our hearts with our minds. Look at verse 6, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6. So built we the wall, and all the people, all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. You didn't see anything about money. They had a mind to work. Work. Faith work. I want a mind to love. I want a mind to live right. I want a mind to talk right. I want a mind to pray. I want a mind to fast. I want a mind to treat my queen right. Thank God for that mind. I want a mind to treat my children right. I thank God for that mind. You understand? I'm talking about a mind to work. And so many people in the religious world, and not simply the religious world, because pure religion, James 1st chapter, is good. But pure religion and undefiled is to visit the motherless, the fatherless, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, if you want to talk about pure religion. But traditions, Mark 7 and 13, makes the word of God none effect. Tradition is something that is harming the presence of God from being what God wants it to be in our lives. There's not a greater temple. I'll say it until Jesus comes. There's not a greater place for God to dwell than in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's not a better place for love to dwell but in us. There's not a better place for joy to dwell but in us. There's not a better place for unity to dwell than in us. There's not a better place, God help us, than this. You see, the word of God declares in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 1, God says, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, where is the house that you build unto me? He wasn't talking about bricks. He wasn't talking about windows. He was talking about, where is my house? Jesus didn't come to die for a building. He came to die for mankind. Can you shout praise God? Nehemiah chapter 4, and look at what happened in verse 7. But it came to pass that when Sambalat, the Tobiah, and Tobiah, and the Arabians, and the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, watch this, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. They were afraid. They were afraid of joy. They were afraid of unity. You know, you see that spirit in our land. People can be unified, but when certain people are unified, it makes the devil angry. When God's people become one, we need to quit this white church, black church, Chinese church, Mexican church. We need to be one. And I pray that, and I know what I pray has come to pass. There's a oneness coming that the earth has never seen. Verse 8, Nehemiah 4, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem, watch this, and to hinder it. Verse 8, chapter 4, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. You mean to tell me that there are people who love to fight against unity? Yes, even in the body of Christ. Nevertheless, with joy, I say, nothing will stop the plan of God. Look at verse 9. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God. We made our prayer unto our God. Here's the key. And set a watch against them day and night because of them. Now listen, the word of God says watch and pray. Gideon had thousands of people ready to fight with him. But God said, take them to the water gate, and I will test them. I will try them. And the ones that were not watching was more than the one that was watching. God said to Gideon, all the fearful and afraid, send them home. Those that were alert, God said, you keep them. Understand this. We must watch as well as pray. And that is a spiritual watch. We are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. That's why I don't speak of everything that God has revealed to me. I don't speak of the strategy that God has revealed. There's been so many people asking me questions. Where is this? Where is that? Let me explain something to you. It takes wisdom. It takes wisdom to obey God. Listen. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. When you seek wisdom, God gives you wisdom how to perform, how to do. Wisdom. We must not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Everybody can't go with you where God is taking you. Come on. Everybody can understand. Some people will, listen, some people will start off, they will act like they love you so much. Been there, done that. But we must be careful against, I'm about to say something, the spirit of becoming vulnerable. Vulnerability. The enemy wants us to become a prey, P-R-E-Y, to the enemy. Yes, we must love everybody, but you got to watch. You got to pray. You got to ask God for wisdom. How do I deal with this soul? How do I deal with the people? God's sending the ministries of helps. God is sending the people, even now. I mean, oh God, God is literally sending people come and help with the spirit of restoration. The time to be restored is right now. Can you say that? I'm restored. I am restored. This day, restoration. God is trying to build you. I'm in the business, me and my queen, of building people. There are some spiritual walls that God wants to build in you. And when you allow God, let me explain this. When flesh builds the wall, it's always in opposition to God. But when the Lord builds a wall, it's a blessing to what God has put in you. God's wall is obedience. You got to hear this now. I say God's wall. When God builds a wall, it protects his investment. Woo! Yes. Let God build a refuge. He is our refuge. He is our strength. Praise God. He is the one that protects what God invests in us. 2 Chronicles 36 and 19. I want you to get this now. This is going to bless you. When God begins to build, he begins to restore. There's some things that's torn down inside of us that God is building up. The scripture says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. This wall, this place in the book of Nehemiah, it became a heap of rubble. And you look at that in the spirit realm, it's a shame, but that's what sin does. It causes us to become a heap of rubble. And everybody that passed by us, they were appalled and scoffed, criticized. But God is coming in you today. 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 8, listen to this. This temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will be appalled and will scoff and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple? Second Chronicles 36:19. Listen to this. And they burnt the house of God and break down the wall of Jerusalem and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. Look at this. Jesus said this. You see, the enemy is in the business of destroying, naturally, the temple. Spiritually, look at what Jesus said. He said, you destroy this temple. I've proven to you that the temple that God is looking for is you. It's us. Jesus said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. What are you saying? You mean to tell me that the resurrection is the Nehemiah ministry that's in the land? That God is resurrecting his own walls? The walls of your body? If you don't think you have a wall to protect your natural organs, you better look again. Something that you call flesh is a wall that God has. Listen, your heart is not on the outside. It's protected by the walls of your physical body. Understand this. The whole entire plan of God was resurrection. It is resurrection. God has already resurrected us. But many people can't accept that. You might as well. Good news, people. We are the temple. We are Jerusalem. We are Israel. We are the holy place of God. Know ye not? I love it that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hear this. Believe this. God is walking in you. God is talking in you. God is building himself a temple. Jesus said, I must go away. And if I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Can you imagine what the Revelator John saw? He said, I saw a number that cannot be numbered. My God, what you say? You mean to tell me that this whole plan of God includes me? Yes. From Genesis to Revelation, it's about a people. The very thing that the enemy seeks to destroy, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But watch, Jesus said, St. John 10:10. He said, I've came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So, look at this. Nehemiah 4:9. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them. Verse 10. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. Verse 11. And our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst of them and slay them and cause the work to cease. I told you, the enemy wants to destroy. But watch this. Verse 12. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, listen, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Verse 13, therefore said I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we return, all of us, to the wall, everyone unto his work. We got to working again. You see, when the enemy plots against you, God will always reveal his counsel. They could talk in a dark room. They could discuss among themselves in their own clubs. But when they get through talking, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. God will always reveal the counsel of your enemies to you. The Lord does nothing except he reveal it to his servants, the prophets, which are you. Listen to me. One of the prayers that I teach people to pray, God revealed to me the plot of the enemy. Glory to God. And he always does. Whew, I love him. Don't you sit there and worry about where your next meal or where the bills, or worry about the bills and what you're going to pay. Don't do it, because all you need God to do, glory to God, is reveal to you the strategy and the hidden counsel of your enemies. God will do it every time. But you got to stay connected to people who are connected to God. You don't need me. You don't need me. The Holy Spirit is in you. And the Holy Spirit teacheth you all things. But there is something about unity that makes the devil scratch his evil head. Look at this with me. So the people went back to their work, you see, in verse 15 of Nehemiah 4. Look at verse 16 with me. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows and all of the instruments of war that they had. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. My God, there's a place in God. I mean, they were fighting with one hand and building with the other. Praise God. Verse 18, for the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so built it. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far, far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears in the rising, from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Verse 22, likewise, at the same time said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off to wash. What are you saying? What are you saying, Roger? You got to be careful what you put off. Never put off obedience. Never put off. Never, in other words, don't procrastinate. When you procrastinate, you can die spiritually. Don't put off. When that voice says pray, when that voice says, the voice of God says fast, you fast. Because something is coming that God is preparing you for. My God. Listen, I'll be right back. I'm going right to the phones right after this. Hallelujah.
That is hurting, and I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through, and this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there gotta believe me.
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
So just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say? He forgave me.
God is so good. I praise God for what he's doing. And you know that whole story of Nehemiah is about the coming of Jesus. I'm telling you, we are living in the greatest time in history when we have an opportunity to obey God, and that we should understand. This is why I'm telling you, your body is the temple that was rebuilt by Jesus himself. When he rose, you rose. We rose. When he died, we died. And when he was buried, we was buried. And when he rose, that was the erection of the temple of Jerusalem. Spiritually speaking, we are God's habitation. My God. That makes me feel so empowered to know that Christ in us, the hope of glory, the same glory that we've come short of because of sin. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the glory of God, even as King Solomon sacrificed. And then afterwards, the glory came in the temple. Jesus came on earth. He said, as he was getting ready to depart, he said, go tarry in where? Jerusalem. In the what? Upper room. Wait. Your sacrifice is to wait on the Lord. Glory. Until you be endowed with power from on high. And on that Pentecostal day, the Holy Spirit came. He came in. Oh, my God. Understand this. Understand this in your spirits. Everything that God is doing, even when the Jews exiled, you know, on the day of Pentecost, 50. I think it was the year 536 BC, 50,000 Jews exiled, according to the King Cyrus decree, returned to Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Come on, you got to get this. They returned to Jerusalem and was empowered by the Holy Spirit. God is doing something that will blow the natural mind. That's why you have to have a spiritual mind to understand what God is doing. I'm going to go to the phones right now. I have a 765 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Hello.
Praise God. Yes, God bless you. Praise God. I'm going to go to a 985. God is so good. Get ready. 985. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. Praise God. God is so good. He is so worthy of all praises. Maybe having some technical issues here, but stay with us. God is so good. But in this book of Nehemiah, God is restoring his people. And I'm telling you, once you understand the Holy Ghost, and once you understand why the Holy Ghost was given, then you have to understand that what God is doing is so great in the earth. And this is why the enemy, listen, what we call the enemy is not even the enemy. Understand this. The enemy is the carnal mind, the flesh. And we must understand we cannot allow the flesh to control us. Don't allow your flesh to run your life. Because the flesh is the imitator. The flesh wants the glory. But once you begin to understand that we are not walking in the flesh, we are walking by the Spirit. Understand this. Chapter 5 is interesting in the book of Nehemiah. Verse 1, listen to this. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we, our sons and our daughters, are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgages, our land, vineyards and houses, that we may buy corn because of the dirt. Listen, verse 4, chapter 5, Nehemiah. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our land and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought unto bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our land and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brethren. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, we after our ability have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held their peace. Watch this. And found nothing to answer. In other words, Nehemiah said, be fair. Be fair. Look at verse 9. Also I said, it is not good that we do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise and my brethren and my servants might exact of them money and corn, I pray you. Let us leave off this. This verse 11. Restore. There's that word. Restore, I pray you, to them even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, the oil, that ye exact of them. Then said they, we will restore them, and will require nothing of them. Look at that. We will restore them, and we won't require nothing of them. Can you imagine this earth, this thing called debt, this thing that this spirit that's in our land of overtaxing the poor, this gap that is between the rich and the poor? And if it wasn't for the poor, the rich would never get rich. Understand this. There's a new day coming. Listen to this. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. And from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto of the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because the fear of the Lord. I refuse. I said this during our opening. It is a shame for any ministry to have many offerings in one service. It's a shame. God's not broke, but it makes God look broke in the minds of the people. And then we complain about taxes in the land. But there are some people that are being overtaxed in the church. Nehemiah was a fair man. Praise God. Verse 16, Nehemiah 5. Yes, also I continued in the work of this wall. Neither brought we any land, and all my servants were gathered unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews, and rulers beside those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was one ox and six choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store all sorts of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. I'm going to close the book, and yet it is open in my heart. I pray that this word was a blessing to you. I pray that this word touched your spirit. It is very important that we understand what God is saying. Let me go to the phones. I have a 443 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, sir. This is Lance. How you doing?
Lance, I love you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. I have my friends, and they're on the line with me.
Hello.
Well, hello. God bless you. Have I ever spoken to Janelle?
Janae. Yes.
Janae, is this our first time?
Yes, it is.
I'm honored. I feel special.
No, I want to thank you. I mean, it was just an on-time word, and so the honor is all mine. So thank you.
See, you have, Janae, you have an excellent spirit.
You are
faced with some decision I see in the spirit realm. And
yes.
I'm going to ask God to give you great favor.
Thank you. Praise God.
Can I say this to you? Where there would that hit me right on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Where there would be a no, God is telling me to tell you there would be a yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
That's my favorite word.
Yes.
That's what God said that, and I want you to come back and let the people know. Have you finished your education, college?
No, I have my bachelor's degree, but I'd like to go for my master's degree next. So,
okay. Pursue that.
Okay.
You will have much success.
Thank you.
I'm trying
to go for this master.
Can I tell you what I heard the Lord say? The master's is coming for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
So I want you to change your language. Oh, don't say you're trying to get it. The blessings of the Lord shall overtake you, Janae.
Amen.
Thank you, Lance, for bringing Janae on. I feel like a celebrity. Praise God.
I've been trying to get on the line. I said, you know what? That's my boy. He going to have something for you. And I didn't tell him anything about you, Janae. Nothing.
I know.
she knows the real
we
thing.
We were just talking about that.
Really? Talk to me, Lance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Janae, do I have permission?
Sure.
Okay. We've been talking about, you know, because, you know, I'm in grad school. We were talking about her getting in grad school and a different, you know, I don't want to say barriers, but just different things to think about in getting her in grad school. So everything you said for, you know, and she's just been looking for different things. So everything you said was on point. You know, we've been talking about that.
Lord, I thank God. Lance, you are so special to this work and this ministry. And I tell people, if you go to a restaurant and they're really good to you and the food is good and the people are so nice and they try their best to spoil you, something will make you leave a tip, won't it?
I do.
I'll say no more.
So do I.
Janae, I want you to say a prayer for this ministry. I can't wait for her to speak with my queen, Katrina. And I just feel led that just say a prayer for this work. We are in the process of having our own facility because people are, and when I say this, people are coming and moving here from out of town because of the work that they see the Lord doing. It has nothing to do with me. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I just feel led that if you would pray and plant the seed of prayer in this work, God will do something amazing for you. Can you plant that seed of prayer right now in Jesus' name?
Sure, absolutely. Father, I ask, Lord, that you just watch over Roderick Owensby and his ministry, God. I ask, Lord, we see the work that you're doing here. We see that people are moving here, Lord, to be a part of the work that you have him doing here, this assignment that you have him on, God. Father, I ask, Lord, that you would bless him, that you would cover him and his queen, Katrina. That was her name, right?
Yes.
Katrina. Lord, Lord, I ask that you would cover them, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would anoint them, that you would keep them, that you would surround them with the people that they need, Lord, to do the work that you have sent them here to do, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you just cover them, Lord, that you uplift them, Lord, that you keep them encouraged, God. Lord, Father, I just come to you as humbly as I know how, God, and I ask, Lord, that you just bless them, God, that you just, everything that they touch would prosper. God, I ask, Lord, that you, your Holy Spirit would flow through them and through their ministry and touch the lives of so many people around them, God. I ask, Lord, that lives would be changed and that souls would be saved. God, I ask, Lord, that you meet their every need, Lord, and that you that they walk in the land of abundance, God, that their ministry flourishes, that the people that come to them will leave changed, God. They will not return the same, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you just do exceedingly and abundantly above everything that they could ever ask or imagine, God. For that is what your word says, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen.
I have to say this. Let me say this to your friend, Lance. I believe in obeying God. Me and my queen and the prophetic staff of this ministry, the gathering ministries, I will tell you personally that your offering of prayer, your seed that you've just planted in this ministry, shall produce fruit. And you have the anointing of intercession. I can see your mother. There's an anointing that came through the womb.
Mm-hmm.
When you were born, the angels began to look at you. And I promise you, you are chosen to be a prophetess to the nation. I'm trying to tell you, I won't take it back because I know my God.
Ooh, I done told you.
I believe you, Lance. You are called to be a prophetess, and I'm going to tell you something. There's a dream that you had a dream, and I don't know how long ago it was, and this dream is a mystery. But God is anointing you to bring deliverance to hurting families, hurting women. And there's someone you know. And I don't know whether I can say it this way, but this person has been so abused. But God is going to use you to bring healing to those that have been abused. You watch what I tell you, girl. You better get ready. I can feel God. And God is saying, I'm filling you right now with the Holy Spirit again for the task that is before you. So receive the Holy Ghost, not from me, but from the Word of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, God.
There's an orchestra.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard that. Shabbat, Janae, why do I see an orchestra? I'm seeing. I don't know whether this is a band, but I'm hearing the sound of instruments. Shabbat, glory to God. The angels, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I enjoy singing, and I don't sing in a band or anything like that, but I do enjoy singing it. I've been asked to join the praise team at the church that I go to, and I've been wondering whether I should join or not. So maybe that might be it. I don't know. But
yes, you should. Yes, you should. The Lord is telling me that you're going to be different. You are. Watch this. A psalmist. You're going to sing the song of the Lord. You remember when David played the harp and the evil spirit left Saul?
Yes.
I see you singing songs of the Spirit, and people are going to be healed and delivered because of the song of the Lord in you. So give God a praise. I thank you for calling. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes. Lord of God.
I felt that.
Run. Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lance, you've done a good job by bringing this woman of God here, and I bless you, Lance. And there's nothing that can stand before you, Lance, because of your...
Guess where she lives?
Indianapolis.
Are you serious?
I'm about to jump out the window. I say that for... Look, I say that to the end.
Oh gosh!
I love Jesus. Don't you just
stop playing?
Yes, I love. Yes.
See, right up the road.
What?
Yes, I. I'm not originally from here, but and with being obedient, I did decide to step out on faith, and I moved out here just about 9 months ago. So I live in Indianapolis. Yeah, in the Castleton area.
Pass there all the time. As a matter of fact, got to pass there tonight. Me and my queen have a mission we have to take care of. Then we're going to be meeting you soon. Lance, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be bold enough to tell you something.
Go ahead. You know, I don't care. Come on with it.
You're coming here. It's going to be Indianapolis, but you're going to spend a lot of time back and forth from Kokomo to Indianapolis. I won't take it back. See, a lot of people say things because they want it to happen, but you just confirmed something tonight by the Spirit that I've been praying about. I didn't know how the answer was going to come, but you had the faith nerve. Did you hear that? That's me.
Yes.
To bring this woman of God on, and this woman of God, and you know, I enjoy myself, and I tease Lance, and I do little things, and people may not understand it, but Lance,
it don't matter. I understand.
You kind of know me now. There's some about this girl here, this prophetess, that God is pulling on you. He's pulling on you, Lance. I'm going to hang up. Get off the phone. Get off the phone. Get off the phone. Get off the phone. You better go now. Cause I'm actually off early tonight because I'm picking up my queen early, and y'all not going to have me getting unctioned in the spirit and have me prophesy all night. The word of knowledge. I'm going to let you go. Glad to meet you. Give her our information, and I'll see you too in Indianapolis.
Okay. Hope to see you soon.
Look, she said,
okay. Love you both. God bless.
Oh, my.
God bless.
Jeez. I love that boy.
Someone out there that is hurting, and I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is
incredible. I praise God for what he's doing. My God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I will be coming off the air in just a few minutes. Got a spiritual assignment for this evening, and God is so good. I love you all. I praise God. Let me take one more caller, and Prophecy Alive partners, you know I don't like to do this, but y'all, I know y'all would be glad to release me, or maybe you won't, but I have to accomplish this tonight. I got to pick up my queen, and we're going to take care of some business that's good. It's good business. It involves you all. So pray for us. And I will say to anyone, if God has spoken to you about this ministry, feel free to give me a call, 317-832-0131. I had a dream the other night that I've received a phone call, so I'm releasing that number again. Don't be afraid, because there are things that are held up for you, and I just might be the key that God wants to use in your ministry and in your life. 317-832-0131. I'll take one more call. I got to get out of here. I love you all so much. Holy Spirit, we'll call. We'll call, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have a 504. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Prophet.
Oh, Lord. This got to be so good.
Prophet, I didn't even press the button. It automatically said you're now in the host queue. But the only thing I have to say for tonight, I know you have to go, is I'm restored.
Hallelujah. Girl, that is the word for tonight. You are restored.
Yes.
Katrina and I love you so much.
I love y'all too, and I know you have to go and send to her and send to your spiritual assignment. I will say a prayer, and the next time you are on air, I will be online listening again.
Goodbye. Love you. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. She is such a joy. Praise God. Let me try to take one more call. Holy Spirit, let me take the right call. All of you all are the right call, but let me go to 985, coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
Y'all got to be twins. Praise God. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was just calling to give a kind of quick testimony. I was talking to my future husband on this morning, and it may be a very soon proposal and wedding.
Wow. Well,
I think God was working on him while we was away in Kokomo.
Wow. Well, I know we're going to be talking off the air.
Yes, sir.
Well, you sound happy.
I
love
am
you.
Excited.
You are.
Love
you're
y'all
excited.
Too. And
God
tell
bless
the queen
you.
Hello. God
I
bless
promise
you.
Bye bye. Oh, Jesus. Bye-bye. Restored and wedding. That's deep. Praise God. I'm going to try this caller. Let me go to 765 again. God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Trudy Ferguson from Kokomo, Indiana.
Praise
from
God. Can you do me a favor? Can you get
okay.
away from the TV? The TV
oh,
is sort of...
Oh, okay. All right, the TV. All right, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, now can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you now.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, I was just calling, Casa. This is the first time calling. And I was on my little other cell phone earlier, and it went dead, and I had to get my sister's cell phone. But I'm out here with my mom, Mother Betty Beard, at the nursing home.
Okay.
And, yes, and I wanted you to pray for her, but she fell asleep on me. So I know y'all praying for her. But,
yes,
I guess we're still waiting on her to get up, being able to walk by herself and get her out of here. But we're still trusting God, you know, for that.
I just wanted
you to know. Okay. All right.
I'm so glad. I'm honored by you calling. Father,
in the name of Jesus, I join my faith
with this woman of God and this great feared family. And, Lord, I decree and I pray that you touch Mother Betty Beard.
Yes, God.
Now,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
You are a God of resurrection.
Yes.
And, Father, I decree
Thank
and declare
Lord.
This day by the anointing
yes.
of the Holy Ghost, not
in
my name,
yes,
but
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
cause
yes.
that woman to walk
yes.
and to rise
yes.
up from the bed
yes,
in the name
yes.
of Jesus
in
and restore
Jesus.
Her strength,
yes,
restore
Lord.
Her
yes.
body, every
yes,
ligament,
Lord.
Every nerve, every cell,
yes,
even
yes.
in her heart, in her mind,
yes,
in
God.
Her blood.
Yes.
I command
yes,
life
Lord.
In that woman.
Yes, life.
Remember her labor.
Yes, Lord.
Give her life, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
She shall live and not die.
Yes.
To declare the works of God.
Yes.
Woman of
yes,
God,
Lord.
I believe that what has been prayed, and as we
yes.
join with the prayers, I believe God
yes.
has done it.
Yes, I believe it too. Yes,
Mother, thank
I believe it
thank
too.
You. Thank you for calling. It's a blessing to me
yes,
to hear your voice.
And it won't be the last time either. I'm so glad. I missed the services, and I was because I was out here with her. Me and my husband, we weren't able to make them.
Yes.
But, and my husband's
yes.
doing fine. Yes, and his health is doing great. He hasn't had to take any blood pressure medicine or insulin since you prayed for him, you know, at the service.
My
and
God.
He's doing great. Yes, yes. So God has then worked a miracle. Yes.
We give God all the glory. I pray
yes,
God.
Yes, yes. And I thank you for all your prayers.
Thank you so
much.
You'll
be hearing from
me
again. Yes, and I thank you.
I thank you too, woman of God.
All right.
God bless.
Okay. All right. God bless you too. And I enjoyed the service tonight.
Thank you, woman of God.
God bless you too.
God bless you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Oh, that's a blessing. Good night. That's a blessing. Oh, I love it. Thank God for Mother Betty Beard, a powerful woman that has been a blessing to so many. Thank God for her healing. I love you all, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night. God bless. This is Prophecy Alive.
That is hurting, and I know someone out there that thinks they're worthless. I know there's someone out there that's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through, and this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go.